Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan of Express Ranches. Back with Gerald as we talk about spring bull buying season in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Tis the season for spring bull sales. Gerald Callahan, president of Express Ranches, with us today out of Yukon, Oklahoma, talking with us about their set of bulls for March 4th.
Know that, you know, every year it's kind of like, I guess, when you're raising kids, your set of bulls are a little bit different from year to year. Tell me about this the set that you've got ready to offer to the public in early March.
Yeah, our bull sale will be March 4th, and we're selling about 450 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls, 50-some Hereford bulls that day. We're excited about this set of bulls, as you have to do for your commercial clientele. We are constantly sampling new young genetics so that we have something different and hopefully better to sell them. Several bulls that we raised and sold a few years ago, it'll be the first big sets of bulls out of EXAR Stock Fund and EXAR Grenade. Those bulls look to be extremely good, also some really good jet fuel sons. And so we're real excited about this set of genetics. They look good, they read good, and what we try to do here, we try to raise a good bull that's sound and good disposition and got really good growth performance, and then we try to get as good a genomics and EPDs in them as we can get.
And what is that best that you can get? What does that look like?
Well, you know, what we try to do is keep a moderate to low birth weight on a lot of the bulls, and then we want explosive growth. We want the guys that buy our bulls to have big weaning weights, and if they do take them on or whoever they do sell them to after weaning, that they have good feedlot performance with good conversion. And then when you do hang them on the rail, we want them to have a chance of getting in that upper two-thirds of the choice grade and a portion of them into prime so that they can reap the benefits of those premiums for investing in better genetics. And that's really what we're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is get that in a package that's functional, that's sound, that has a good disposition. And, you know, I guess my definition of a good bull is a bull that goes out and stays in the pasture and gets the cows bred and doesn't cause any problems. And a real good bull does all those things and then adds additional value to the calves.
When you're, someone coming to your sale, they're looking online, they're looking at the videos, they're looking at all the numbers. How do they evaluate those numbers? What when you start looking at those EPD numbers, those genomic numbers, what do you really look at?
Well, you know, I look at birth, and if you're going to use a bull on heifers, you want to keep the bull under 2 pounds for sure on birth EPD, and you want that Kevin Ease direct to be 8 or above. If it's on cows, most Angus bulls, no matter what their birth EPD is, are not going to give you problems on having calves out of mature cows. And then on growth, I'd like to see that weaning EPD 60 or above, that yearling EPD at least 110 or above. And go along with that, I think you need to keep them above breed average on marbling and ribeye, which, 0.5. Level or above, I think that you need to do that. And so our bulls here, we take the phenotypic data, which we weigh the calves at birth, we weigh them at weaning, we weigh them at yearling, then we ultrasound them to see how much IMF and how much ribeye they have. But then we also have genomically enhanced EPDs. In other words, every bull here that sells, we've sent a sample in, a tissue sample in, to get his DNA, which then it gives more validation to the EPDs. It's like that bull already sired from 8 to 25 progeny, depending on the trait. And so it just gives you a lot more confidence that the EPDs that you're looking at in the catalog are much more accurate in terms of what that bull is going to sire for you.
Gerald Callahan with Express Ranches. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtails. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.